Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere on this beautiful sunny day. Welcome to those joining us in person. Welcome to those joining us on Zoom. I have a very, very important shiur prepared for today. I think they're always important, or I wouldn't be teaching or presenting, but this one particularly, I urge you to listen. And it will afterwards be posted on YU Torah and share with others as well. Please, you need a chumash that has the Haftorah in it. So everyone sitting here, just take a chumash from the back and a handout from the bima. Lord Resident Yigal Yehoshua, Zichrono Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, was critically injured by Arab rioters the Tuesday before last in the mixed Israeli-Arab city of Lod. He passed away on Monday, first day, well, for us, first day, on Monday, Shavuot 6 Sivan. Yehoshua was 56 years old. He was on his way home the Tuesday evening before when Arabs were throwing rocks and other objects at his car, hitting him in the head with a brick. Yigal Yehoshua was rushed to the hospital, Asaf HaRofe Hospital, in critical condition, where doctors fought to save his life. He was an electrician who assisted many people, Arabs and Jews, including elderly people and Holocaust survivors. He left behind a wife and two sons, ages 22 years old and 8 years old. His brother said the Jewish and Arab residents of Lod all knew him. They knew him as someone who always helped anyone who asked for help. He always ran to assist wherever it was needed. He was happy to help others. About 2 weeks ago, oh my gosh, thank you so much, Rebbetzin Schechter. Oh, the source sheets were just posted on the chat. Thank you, Rebbetzin Schechter. Tizki li mitzvos u'lemaisim tovim. Thank you. Please access the handouts that were just posted. It's very important. About 2 weeks ago, and this has been on my mind for about 2 weeks, towards the beginning of the situation in Eretz Yisrael, the current matzav, which includes near lynchings, attacks, deaths, thousands, over 3,000 rockets, more, that was before Shavuos, close to 4,000 rockets, our brothers and sisters running for their lives. I saw an Erev Shavuot, a 55-year-old man, was killed by a rocket. He didn't have time to make it to the bomb shelter. Our brothers and sisters suffering terribly. Israel is under attack. About 2 weeks ago, towards the beginning of this situation, one of my children in class, my children attend local schools, and one of the children, could someone close the back door? I'm sorry to trouble you. Not the second double doors, just the exterior one. And one of the kids in the class said, they're bombing Tel Aviv, to which the instructor replied, it's their fault. Meaning they're not religious, they're chiloni, they're not dati, it's their fault. And instead of responding with, let us say a kapitel of Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, the instructor went on a whole rant about how bad the state of Israel is. It's not a Jewish state. They draft the yeshiva bachim into the army, etc. And it's their fault that they are under attack. And my child took great umbrage and said, well, if it wasn't a Jewish state, then there wouldn't be so much Torah learned. To which the instructor said, yes, if the British were in charge of the land, there would still be so much Torah learned. And my child was very, very upset. And his mother is very, very upset. And it's really on my mind. What a chinuch opportunity. What a chance to teach and model Ahavas Yisrael. How about saying now, whether you agree with the draft of Yeshiva Bachrim or not, whether you agree that the state is run according to Torah or not, whether you believe it should be more religious or not, when our brothers and sisters are under attack, is this the time for saying it's their fault? How about saying, let us recite a kapitel of Tehillim for our brothers and sisters who are suffering right now? How about saying, let us dedicate the morning of learning to their safety? How about let us work on not speaking Lashon Hara, we're coming up to Parsha Shlach, as a schus for Eretz Yisrael? When we are under attack, is it a time for division? Is it a time for politics? Is it a time for judgment against our fellow Jews? Is it a time for slander about Eretz Yisrael and those who live there? And yes, after Shabbos, you know, I said to my husband, as Yontif came to a close, I'm nervous to check the news out of Eretz Yisrael. And about 5 weeks ago, I took upon myself, I stopped checking the news. It was just too much, and it's too much shtos and too much bittelsman. Then Meiron happened, so of course I was checking the news. And then the matzav in Eretz Yisrael escalated, and how will I know who the niftarim are, and how will I know who to daven for, and how will I know what's happening? So I am back to checking the news. And yes, on Motzei Shabbos, I too saw a video of a rocket attack in Tel Aviv on Shabbat, and many Jews on the beach, Israelis, in their bathing suits on Saturday Shabbat, were running to the shelter. So what do I think when I see Jews on the beach on Shabbat? Would it be nicer if they were in Beit Knesset? Would it be nicer if they were not being Mechalal Shabbat? But is our attitude, well, good for you and you deserve it? Well, I know that nobody here feels this way. And I also know that the instructor is most likely not going to be listening to this shiur. But what is the Torah perspective on Jews who judge other Jews? I am greatly indebted to my son, my eldest son, Aryeh, because on Parshas Bamidbar this past Shabbos, he came home from shul, and me and another son were sitting on the back porch, and we cut through the backyard. My thanks to the Kirshner family for letting us cut through their backyard. And my eldest son cut through the backyard, and me and my other son, who had davened in an earlier minyan, were sitting on the back porch, and Aryeh came home and he said, "Did you read the Haftorah this Shabbos?" I admit that I do not read the Haftorah. So I said, "No." So he said, "Wow." He said, "You really need to read the Haftorah." And he said, and I was so impressed, he said, when they read the Haftorah in Shul, he reads the English, which I thought was really amazing, because the reality is that the Nevi'im are not easy. And if you only follow along in the Lashon HaKodesh, unless you are a real Talmud Chacham or a real Gadol, you're really not going to know exactly what the Haftorah is speaking about. And I was so impressed. And my son said, he said that every week when they read the Haftorah, he reads the English, and he also reads in the Aretz Chumash the footnotes on the bottom. And he said, this week was really unbelievable. And he gave me the background to the Haftorah as he read it in Shul. So I went to look it up, and then I went to look up the Haftorah and the parak before, and I went to look up the Gemara. So I am really indebted to my son Aryeh, who was the shaliach and catalyst for this year, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, for obviously guiding me to come to this teaching. And had Aryeh not told me, I would never have looked it up. So today we are going to learn how God looks upon Israel when they sin, and more specifically, how the Ribbono Shel Olam views those Jews who blame other Jews for the travails that befall us. The Navi Hosea, who lived in the 7th, this is from Chabad.org, the Navi Hosea is the first of the Trei Asar. Okay, I have my Nach here. If you open up to the Trei Asar, you will see that Hosea is the first one. The Navi Hosea lived in the 7th century before the Common Era. So we're going back about 2,700 years ago. He was the first of the 12 prophets. He was a contemporary of Yeshayahu, Amos, and Micha. He prophesied during the reign of King Yeravam II. King Yeravam II was the son of King Yehoash, who reigned from 646 to 608 BCE. So King Yeravam II, the king of Israel, Hosea prophesied during his time. He was a strong king. He expanded Israel's borders. Yehoram also banished the prophet Amos from his kingdom for giving prophecy about Israel's exile. So this is the time period during which Hosea lived. They were already having prophecy about the upcoming exile. Hosea called for the masses to avoid divine retribution and to return to God. I want to point out that the name Hosea means salvation. So his tafkid was to bring salvation to the people. So we begin on the handout. It says you have no permission to access. You don't have the handout. Okay, I don't know what's going on or why you can't download the handout. I'm going to put it on my screen, but I'm not going to be highlighting. Here it is. Could you see my screen? Simcha Moshe, could you see my screen? Yeah, okay. My husband, thank you for joining us this morning and to everyone else. Always an honor and a pleasure. So the Haftorah Again, you must have a chumash with the haftorah. Go get a chumash from the back. If you're sitting in your house, go get a chumash that has the haftorah. But before we turn to the haftorah, which begins in Hosea Perek Beis, we are going to begin in Hosea Perek Aleph. The reason I didn't put Perek Beis from the haftorah in your hand is because I wanted to save ink and paper for the young Israel of Woodmere. If we can open up the chumash and read the haftorah inside, I don't mean make the handle longer than the 3 pages it already is. So begin on your handout, Hosea Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Okay. Again, this is a prophet who lived in the 7th century before the Common Era. He is the first of the Trei Asar. He prophesied during the reign of King Yerobam the 2nd. Okay. Devar, you have the English, the Hebrew, the Lashon HaTorah, Lashon Nach, and underneath you have the English. I am page 1 of your handout. Devar Hashem Asher Haya El Hosea, and for those on the screen, you can just look on my screen and see it here and follow along while I read. Or you could go get a Nach and open up Sefer Hosea in Perek Aleph. Devar Hashem Asher Haya El Hosea, the word of God that was to Hosea, Ben Be'eri, the son of Be'eri, B'yimei Uziah Yosam Achaz Yechizkiah Malcha Yehuda. Now this is the time that Hosea prophesied during the reign of these 4 kings. U'b'yimei Yeravam ben Yoash, which we already said. He prophesied during the time of Yeravam ben Yoash, the king of Israel. This is the beginning of the book. Tchilas diber Hashem b'Hosea, the beginning of God speaking to Hosea. V'yomer Hashem el Hosea. And God says to Hosea, Lech kachlach, kachlacha eisha zununim. Go marry a prostitute. Don't ask any questions. Just wait. It's going to come together. V'yaldei zununim. Go marry a prostitute and have children with her, with your prostitute wife. Why? Ki zana tizne ha'aretz me'acharei Hashem. Because the land has strayed. The land has been unfaithful from after God. So I want you to go marry a prostitute and she will have children. You have children in prostitution with this woman. Vayelech, God says, unlike Yonah who runs away, Hosea goes, Vayikach es gomer bas divalayim vatahar vatele loben. He marries this woman. We're going to see in the Gemara why she is called this name. And she conceives and she gives birth to him a son. Vayomer Hashem elav, and God tells him what to name the child. Kirashimo Yisrael, call his name Yisrael. Ki od ma'af, because in a little bit of time, upakadati et deme Yisrael, I'll base Yehu. In a little bit of time, I will punish the house of Yehu for the bloody deeds at Yisrael. V'hishbati mimalchus base Yisrael. I will put an end. Hishbati, I say it all the time. Shavat does not mean rest. Shavat means to cease. I say it all the time. If you listen to any of my shirim or online shirim, Shavat doesn't mean, Shabbos doesn't mean day of rest. It means day of cessation. Okay? So what does God say he's going to do to Malchus Beis Yisrael? He's going to put an end, cessation, to the house of Israel. V'haya bayam ha'hu, it will be on that day. V'shavarti as kashas Yisrael be'emek Israel. I will break the might, the bow of Israel in the valley of Yisrael. V'tahar od, and she has another child. V'tele bat, she has a daughter. V'yomar, v'yomalo, God says, krashu mo lo ruchama. Call her name Lo Ruchama. Don't call her name Ruchama. Call her name Lo Ruchama, which you on your own can probably figure out what that means. Ruchama means mercy. Lo Ruchama means I will not have mercy. Ki lo osif od arachem espes Yisrael. I will not continue anymore to have mercy on the house of Israel. Ki naso esa lahem. Because I will no longer accept their pardon. V'espes Yehuda arachem. We know that the 10 tribes and Malchus Yisrael were exiled before Beis Yehuda. They had longer time in Eretz Yisrael. V'espes Yehuda Arachim, I will have mercy on Beis Yehuda, v'hoshatim v'Hashem Elokeihem, I will save them by Hashem their God, v'lo oshim b'keshas u'v'cher v'b'mechama basusim u'b'frashim, I will not give them victory, the house of Yehuda, with implements of war and shows of might, but rather I, God. It won't be the horses that will save Beis Yehuda, it won't be the shields and the chariots that will save Beis Yehuda, it won't be me and my might, v'tigmal et lo ruchama, she weaned. She stopped nursing, so she has Yisrael, Lo Ruchama, Vatahar, Vatele Bein, and she has another child. Vayomer, and God says, Karashmo Lo Ami. And once again, I'm sure you understand the implication here. Today we call children, especially in Israel, an Israeli name, Ami El. I know someone, Ami Kam, my nation is risen. My nation is God, the nation of God. Call the child Lo Ami, Ki Ata, Ki Atem Lo Ami, because you are not my nation. Va'anochi lo eheye lachem, and I will not be to you. Now we go, that is the introduction, the opening paragraph of Sefer Hosea. 7th century before the common era, clearly the people of Israel are sinners. God speaks about not having mercy upon them. God speaks about the exile that will come. God says, Lo Ruchama is the name, and Lo Ami, because you are not my nation. You know, someone sent this to me at the time of Yom HaTzmaut. I don't know if it's true or not true, but it has a strong point. It is well known that the Panevish Yeshiva in Bnei Brak fries the Israeli flag as per Rav Kahneman Zatzal. And someone sent me a little story about Rav Kahneman, and it said that only someone who has not smelled the air of Auschwitz can disparage the Jewish state. So now we are going to move. Did you hear what I said? Only someone who has not smelled the air of Auschwitz can disparage the Jewish state. That is reported to have been said in the name of Rav Kahneman. Is it true or not true? I don't know, but we just had Shavuos, and Shavuos was the time that the first transport from Hungary arrived in Auschwitz. And today we have Jews who say, when they're being bombed in Tel Aviv and they're being attacked in Lod, we have Jews who say it's their fault. I'm like, I can't get it out of my head. So now we move to Hosea Perek Beis. In order to save paper, ink, and time of me putting it all into the handout, it's in your Chumash/Haftorah. Okay, it's page in this, in the stone, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Art School, page 1180. 1180, to make it easy. Please turn to page 1180. Thank you to all who are joining. You should just know that there's ample room here, and the CDC has changed their rules, and everybody is welcome, if you are doubly vaccinated, to join us without masks, and if you can't make it in person, we still continue to welcome you on Zoom. So please get your, go to Sifaria, go find Hosea Perek Beis. Page 1180. So now we have the beginning of the story. God is not happy with Bnei Yisrael and Beis Yisrael specifically. Yisrael is their seeds will be scattered. Lo Ruchama, I will not have mercy. Lo Ami, they are not my people. Let's continue in the Chumash, which is really the Navi Hosea, Perek Beis. Again, here's my Nach, here's our Chumash, let's go. V'haya Mispar, there's a new message, why? Thank you, okay. The PDF opened. Yonina Wynn said the PDF open. So if you're on the computer, please go back and open it. This way I don't have to screen share. V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. So why is this of Torah Bamidbar? Because Bamidbar is about the counting of the b'nei Yisrael. Each tribe is counted. We take a census. Leves avosam, lemishpachosam, kol zachar, legulgalosam. We count the Israelites. So the Haftorah is about counting how great, how vast the children of Israel will be. V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam asher lo yimad v'lo yisaper. The number of the children of Israel will be like the sand of the sea that cannot be measured nor counted. V'haya bimkom asher ya'amar lehem lo ami. Lo ami atem, and it will be, instead of saying you are not my nation, ye'amer lehem b'nei al chai. So now this should make sense to us. It only makes sense if you went to Perek Aleph. We were told when we're sinners, we're not his nation. So now God says we will be so multiplied, we will be so plentiful, and it won't be said anymore, you are not my nation. It will be said, you are the sons of a living God. V'nikbetu b'nei Yehudo v'nei Yisrael yachdav. Wow. And the end of days, all the Jews will be gathered, and apparently we're all going to get along. Yachdav. V'samulahem rosh echad, and there will be one head appointed over us. In the time of Melech HaMashiach, we'll have a central authority. V'alo min ha'aretz will all come up. Ki gadol yom Yisrael. The day of Yisrael will be very great. So you see that the names which foreshadowed destruction in Hosea Perek Aleph now tell us about the promise of redemption in Perek Beis. Imru la'achechem ami, v'la'achoseichem ruchama. So you should now go and say to your brothers, this is Hosea prophesying, should say to your brothers, you are my nation. You should say to your sisters, not lo ruchama, but rather, ruchama, I have mercy on you. Pasuk Dalet, Rivu Biimcham Rivu, Kihi Lo Ishti, Va'anochi Lo Isha. So I'm going to be using, it took me quite some time to prepare this year because I am not versed in Nach, so I, like you, I'm going to be like my son Aryeh, Kol Kavod, I'm going to be using some of the English here. Bear a grievance against your mother, bear a grievance, for she is not your wife, I am not her husband. Vasaser Zununeha Mipaneha, Vena Afufeha Mibain Shadeha. Let her remove harlotry from before her face. Let her remove the znunim. Let her remove adultery from between her breasts. Why? Pen afshitana aruma, lest I strip her bare and stand her up like the day she was born. And I will put her like the wilderness, like the desert. And I will make her like a parched land. I will kill her with thirst. Why? The Espanel lo arachim, upon her sons I will not have mercy. Ki b'nei zunim hema. So now it goes back to describe a time when the b'nei Yisrael are not faithful to God. And God is saying, if we are not faithful, then we are not married to Hashem. He will strip us bare and barren like a desert. He will not have mercy on our children because we have done zunim after God. We have been unfaithful. Just like a harlot is unfaithful, someone who does niyuf is unfaithful to their spouse. We have been unfaithful to God. Kizansa imam hovisha horasam, their mother has been promiscuous. She who conceived them has brought embarrassment because she said, Elcha acharei me'ahavai, nosnei lachmi. I will go after the avodah zarah. I'll go after my loved ones, the avodah zarah. They give me bread. Umei mai, they give me water. Tzamri upishti, they give me tzamri upishtim, flax and linen. She's talking about the avodah zarah. Shamani, my fat, meaning all the wealth that I have, and my wine and my flax, it all comes from avodah zarah, from my lovers. Therefore, I will, pasuchas, I'm going to say some of it in English just for lack of time. I shall hedge your way with thorns, I will build up its fence. She will not find her path. Pasuk tes, she will chase after her lovers. She will, lovers meaning avodah zarah. Lovers meaning we are committing adultery against the Ribono Shel Olam, and she will not be able to catch them. Uvikashtam velo timtza, you will chase after and seek out salvation from the avodah zarah. You will not find them. Va'amra elcha va'ashuva el ishi harishon ki tov li az me'ata. When you spend too much time chasing shtus and hevel and avodah zarah and foreign powers, you realize ein ladu amila hisha'ein ela alavinu shabashamayim. And now B'nai Yisrael says, you know what? This is the wrong path. Elcha, I'm going to go. Va'ashuva el ishi harishon. I will return to my first husband, meaning God. Ki tov li az me'ata. That's much better than anything else. And she does not know that I gave you all of the wealth. I gave you the grain and the oil and the produce and the silver and the gold. I gave it all to you. You gave it to Baal, Pasuk Yud. You gave it to Avodah Zarah. But I, God, am the source of all the wealth. Lachain ashuv velakachti degani b'ito v'tiroshi b'mado. I will come. I will remove my grain. I will remove my wine. I will take my flax and my linen to cover up her nakedness. And now, Pasuk Yud Beis, Agala es Navlusa le'enei me'ovah. I will reveal her degradation before the eyes of her lovers. Israel, when she does avodah zarah, is compared to a harlot who is unfaithful, who is promiscuous, who is ansanua. So clearly, Hosea is describing a time when the people are not faithful. When we think that the avodah zarah, the Baal, is the source of the Zahav and the Kesef and the Dagon and the Tirosh and the Yitzhar, we don't recognize that Hashem is our first husband and is our provider. V'hishbati kol mosasa chaga chadasha v'shabata v'chol modeh. I will cause to cease all of her rejoicing. Sos. It's almost an exact pasuk from Eicha. Shavat misos libenu. Here we have v'hishbati kol misosa. And Eicha, shavat misos libenu. God speaks about putting a cessation to our rejoicing, to our new yamim tovim, and to all of our holidays. And I will destroy her vineyards and her figs. And she said, I will give these to my lover. God is going to destroy our figs and our vineyards. I'm in Pasuk Yudalit, because we said we'll give them to Avodah Zarah. V'samtim l'ya'ar. I'll put them into the forest, and wild animals will eat your produce. So when we take our figs and our grapes and our Dagon and our Tirosh and our Zahav and our Kesef and we give it to the Baal, so Hashem is not so happy with us. And Hashem says, I will take that all away from you. Upakadati alah pasuk tesvav esime habe'alim. I shall visit upon her the day of the Baal idols, that she would bring ketores to them. She burned incense to them. She adorned herself with earrings and jewelry. She went after her lovers. And she forgot me, said God. So if somebody like this is punished, so you should say you deserve it. Why? Because your God, God is consistently describing through the Navi Hosea a process of leaving Hashem, adorning ourselves with jewelry for our lovers, offering them our produce, going down to the lover, meaning the Avodah Zarah, instead of to God. Lachain, therefore, tat zayin, hine enochi mifataha veholachtiha midbar. I'm going to take them and lead them to the desert. Vidibarti aliba, I will speak to her heart, and I will give her vineyards from there. And the desolate valley will be petach tikva. Petach tikva, it's right here. I'm in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the desolate valley will become the opening, the entranceway of hope. Va'ansa shama ki yimeinu uveha. She will call out there in the days of her youth. In other words, when we're sent to the Midbar, when we're sent into exile, we will come to recognize that we still have hope to come back to God, and our true salvation lays in God. We will be again like the nation who God brought up from the land of Egypt. And it will be on that day, swears God, Tikri Ishi, Velo Sikri Li Od Ba'ali. You will call me my husband. We will not call God my master anymore. Husband, master denotes a servant-master relationship. Husband denotes a relationship of love. On that day when we're sent to the Midbar, when we're sent to exile, and we realize that the portal of hope, the Petach Tikva, lays in God, on that day we come back to God, like when we left Egypt. We will call Hashem our husband. It denotes great love between a husband and a wife, with God being the husband and Bnei Yisrael being the wife. Tet Yud Tet, Vahasi Rosi Eshmos, and on that day I will remove the names of the Avodah Zarah, the Baal, from her mouth, and they will not be mentioned anymore by name. The Karati Lahem Bris Bayamahu, Im Chayas HaSadavim, Of HaShemayim, V'Remes HaAdama, V'Kashas V'Cher, V'Mulchama Eshbar Min Arts, V'Ishkavtim L'Vatach. So beautiful, what a beautiful pasuk. When we come back to God and we see him as our husband again and we leave the Baal, God will make a covenant on that day with the beast of the field, with the birds of the heaven, with the creeping things on the earth, and there will be no more bow or sword or war. There will be nothing like that in our land, and we will dwell securely. Hashem will take us back. After all the prophecy of doom, because we have been Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we come to Psukim of great love between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. And I will betroth you to me forever. I would surmise that many of you are familiar with these psukim, particularly those, I don't know who else is here besides for my husband, but those who put on tefillin every day. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me with righteousness, with justice. You have to know the background of these psukim. The background of these psukim is Hosea Perak Aleph and Perak Beis, and we still have to understand Perak Aleph and why God told Hosea, go marry a prostitute, and the names of the children. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you will know God. What a beautiful prophecy. We go from being a scattered people, a people who worships the Baal, a people who are unfaithful, who think that our lovers provide us with sustenance, and when we are sent to the Midbar, to exile, we come back and we recognize the Ribono Shel Olam. So on your handout, please go back to your handout. The people on the Zoom were able to access the handout. Yes, the people I could see, please nod. Were you able to open the handout, or do I need to screen share? I should screen share? Yeah, okay, I'm going to go back to screen sharing then. Now, the next source on your handout, on the top of page 2, is the final three psukim of Hosea Perek Beis. They're not included in the Haftorah. The Haftorah stops after Pasuk Chaf Beis, but I wanted to include them for you so that you could see the Perek Beis in its entirety. So go to your handout or go to my screen. Perek Beis, Psukim Chaf Gimel through Chaf Hei. The end. So we just read about God's great love, and he will betroth us to him in Tzedek, and Mishpat, and Chesed, and Rachamim, Be'amunah. How does the parak end? V'haya bayam hahu anen Hashem On that day, declares God, I will respond to the sky, it shall respond to the earth. The world will be pleasant. It will respond with new grain and with tirosh wine and yitzar oil. And they will come back to Yisrael. So these are the psukim of consolation, if you will. After the exile, after we re-betroth God, we are not to the Baal anymore. We are to our husband, the Ribono Shel Olam, last pasuk. Uzrati hali ba'aretz, I will sow her in the land. V'richamti et lo ruchama, I will have mercy on lo ruchama. V'amart lo ami, and I will say to not my nation, amiata, you are my nation. V'hu yomar elokai, and my nation will say, God is my God. What a beautiful, beautiful nevuah. What a beautiful nevuah on the behalf of Hosea. So we now go to the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, which is in the middle of page 2 of your handout and is also on my screen. This is Maseches Pesachim, okay? I'm just opening up because I wanted to tell you some of the footnotes. Pei Zayin Amud Aleph through Beis. The Gemara helps us understand exactly what's going on with this prophecy of Hosea. From Perek Aleph through Perek Beis. We have gone to the Pshah. I think that we understand it. Yes, do we understand it? Was clear? Okay. Let's look at the Gemara. Dvar Hashem asher haya el Hosea bimei Uziyahu yosam achaz yechizkiah melech Yehuda. That was the opening of Hosea. We looked at that inside. Beperek achad nisnabu arba nevim. During one time period, four prophets prophesied. V'gadol shebekulam Hosea, and the greatest of all of these prophets was Hosea shenemar, like the pasuk says, tchilas diber Hashem b'Hosea. That's on your handout on page 1. That's pasuk beis in Hosea perek aleph. Like it says, in the beginning God spoke to Hosea. V'chi b'Hosea diber tchila. Here I am on my handout. V'chi diber b'Hosea v'chi. The Hosea Diber Techila. Did God speak to Hosea first? The Halomi Moshe Ad Hosea Kamenevim. From Moshe to Hosea, there were many prophets. What do you mean he spoke to Hosea first? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Techila La Arba Nevim Shenisnabu Ba'oso Perk. Hosea was the first of the four prophets who gave prophecy during this time period. Remember, 700 before the Common Era. The Eluhein, Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, Umicha. So of those four prophets who prophesied during the same time, Hosea gave prophecy first. And the Gemara has just told us that Hosea was the greatest one of them all. Paragraph 2 of the Gemara on your handout on page 2. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeHosea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hosea, Banecha chatu, your sons sin. Sounds like what Hashem said to Moshe and Kitisa, Lech raid, Kishiches amcha, Asher elisam limitzrayim. God says to Hosea, your sons sinned. V'haya lo lomar, I balded this you. So wait, don't look inside. So what should we say when we see sinners in Israel being punished? By the way, I just want to say how presumptuous and arrogant it is to say it's their fault. Because did you never speak Lashon Hara? Were all of your tefillos exactly perfect? Did you never miss Man Kriya Shema? Did you never insult somebody else? Were you never Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Birabim? Were you always perfectly Tzanu according to Halacha? Did you never have a Chashash of Bas or Bechalav maybe? So how, maybe the rocket's because of me. Maybe it's because of me. Maybe us Orthodox Tzadikim are measured kechuda sa'ar, are responsible for all the rockets. So that's first of all. I'm also a sinner. So I should say it's because of me, not because of them. That's the proper attitude. But let's say you're a perfect person. I don't know. No one here is Hani Machos or Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. But let's say you're a perfect person. Let's say you're a perfect person. You're a prophet. You're a Hosea. You're the greatest of all the prophets. You're perfect. And they are sinning and they're being punished. We went through the Navi. They're going to be scattered. Lo Ruchama, Lo Ami, Yisrael. They're going to be scattered like the seeds. I'm going to slide them to the Midbar. I'll take away the Dagon and the Tirosh from the Yitzhar. Let's say you're perfect. And God says, ha ha, look at them. They're sinning. They're being punished. So what should you say? The high, I don't know, did they skip over this in Yeshiva that people don't know this piece of Gemara? I mean, I didn't know this piece of Gemara. I did not learn Gemara back in the day. I didn't know it. Did they skip over this Masachta? Did they skip over these Dapim? I'm not really upset at you. I know nobody here agrees with that. And I also know that the instructor is not going to listen to this shir, but I can't understand. L'chaya lo lomar. They're sinning, God said. They're sinners. They're on the beach, on Tel Aviv, on Shabbat. Of course there's a rocket. Who cares if they can't run to the bomb shelter in time? They're sinning. You're right, they're sinning. What's the proper response? L'chaya lo lomar. Hosea should have said, God, they're not my children. Don't you love your children even when they make a mistake? They're your sons. They are the sons of your mercy and compassion. They are the sons of your beloved patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Galgel rachamecha lehem. It's true, they're sinning, but lemeila ribono shalom, it's hard here, and we have a yetzer hara, and there's nisyonos, and don't you remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and don't you remember that you are kel rachum v'chanun ata? Lo dayo shalo amar kach. It's not enough that Hosea did not defend the people. Elo amar lefanav. Ribono sholom, kol olam shalchahu ha'avirim bu ma'acheras. It's not enough that Hosea didn't defend the people. He told God, get rid of them. It's their fault. Who cares if they can't make it to the shelter in time? Switch them for another people. Shame on us. Shame on any Jew who has the audacity to blame other Jews for such gezeiros from Shemayim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's not happy. Ma aaseh lezakein zeh, what should I do with this old guy? Amar lo leich, v'kach isha zona. Beholding the chabanim zenunim. You know what I'm going to do to you? Go marry a prostitute. We saw it in Paragraph. And she will have sons of prostitution. The achar kach amar lo. You know what? After you have children with this prostitute, I'm going to tell you, shalach hame'al panecha. Send them away. Send away your children. Imhu yochal lishloach afaniya shaleich es Yisrael. If Hosea can send away his children from a prostitute, a promiscuous woman, a woman who opens herself to every man she sees. If he can send away those children, I'll send away my children. We saw it in Perek Aleph. Like God said to Hosea, what a strange prophecy. We were probably wondering in the beginning of Perek Aleph, what's going on here? I told you, don't ask any questions. Like Hashem said to Hosea, go. Take a wife of prostitution for yourself. We saw it in Perek Aleph. Gomer. Why is she called Gomer? I'm a Ravsha called Gomrimba. Everyone finishes with her. Look at Rashi. A couple lines down, you have Rashi. What does it mean, Gomrimba? They finish with her. Bi'asam. V'ta'avais libam. Bi'a is sexual intercourse. And ta'iva is the desires of the heart. Why is she called Gomer? Because everyone finishes their sexual desire with her, and everyone finishes the taiva of their heart with her. One second, I forgot to do the first Rashi. Why does Hashem say v'yaldei zinunim, children of prostitution? Shatei the chabanim zinunim, safek shecha, safek shelachayim. Go marry a prostitute, she's going to have children, and you know what? You're not even going to be sure if they're your children or not, because she's a prostitute. So maybe they're from you, and maybe last night she slept with somebody else, and she's really pregnant from the guy she slept with last night. You're not even going to know if they're your children or not. Go back to the Mara. So she's called Gomer Bastivalayim. Gomer Amar Rav shall call Gomrimba. Everyone finishes with her. We already saw Rashi. Why is she called Bastivalayim? Diba Ra'a Bas Diba Ra. She's a woman of ill repute, the daughter of a woman of ill repute. So clearly, this was not the best shidduch. Not something you want for your children. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, why is she called this? Shemituka b'fia kol kidavila. She is sweet in the mouth of everyone like a pressed fig. The art scroll footnote knows that these two interpretations of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is a euphemism for cohabitation, for sexual intercourse. She is sweet to everybody like a fig. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shal called Dashin Ba Kidivla. Everyone steps upon her, trods upon her like a pressed fig. So these are all metaphors for what happens during the time of the relationship with this woman. continues the Gemara. Vatar, dot, 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 because I didn't give you the whole entire Gemara. You could all go look it up inside. I gave you most of it. Vatahar, vateli, lo bain. Vayomer, shamelev, karashmo, Yisrael. This prostitute conceives and she gives birth to a son. I'm at the bottom of page 2 on your handout. And Hashem says, call his name Yisrael. Why? Ki od ma'ad upakadati et deme Yisrael al bay Yehu. We read this in the Pesukim. This was in the Pasuk. Vihishpati mimachus beis Yehuda. That's what the Pasuk said. In a little bit more time, I want to make sure I translate that correctly, I will avenge the blood of Yisrael upon the house of Yehu. The Art Scroll footnote explains, the name Yisrael can be rendered Yisrael, God will sow. The exile by which Israel will be strewn like sown seeds among the nations. So Yisrael means Hashem will take the seed of Israel, Yisrael, God will scatter us like you scatter seeds in a field. Talking about that, we're going to be going into Galus. Vatahar od, line 2 of the final paragraph on page 2. Vateli bat, vayomer lo, krashimo lo ruchama, ki lo osif od arachem espes Yisrael. And now we saw this. This is all the psukim from Hosea that we saw inside. Call her no mercy. I will not continue anymore to have mercy on the house of Israel. Kinoso Esolam. I'm not going to carry their grievance anymore. She had a son, and God said, call him Lo Ami. You are not my people, and I will not be to you. Last line of page 2. La'achar shalodu lo shnei banim ubat achat. After Hosea had, this woman had for him, this very promiscuous woman, who Rashi says, you're not even sure if the children are really yours or not yours. She had two sons and a daughter. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo Hosea. God says to Hosea, you know what? Page 3. Lo hayalacha lomod mi Moshe rabcha. You should have learned from Moshe, your rabbi. What did Moshe do when God said, I'm going to destroy Bnei Yisrael? Parshas Ki Tisa. I already referenced it. What did Moshe do? If you destroy them, destroy me. The famous Mechani na Misifrecha Asher Kotavta. You're going to destroy them? That's fine. Destroy me too. I'm out of here. Hosea, you should have learned from Moshe, your rabbi. Shkaven shadibarti imo perish mina isha. He, when I spoke to Moshe, he separated from his wife. We're coming up to Baal Oscha next week. But to the bear Miriam va'aron b'Moshe, odos akushis asher lakach ki isha kushis lakach. And Rashi says, what were they speaking lashon hara? That he separated from his wife. So when I spoke to Moshe, and you're so great, Hosea, the Gemara told us he was the greatest of those prophets. So Moshe was also the greatest of prophets. So when I spoke to Moshe, he separated from his wife. Af ata bidol atzmecha mimenu. You know what? You should also separate from your wife. Amar lo. Hosea is scandalized. Ribono shel olam. Yesh li banim mimena. God, I have children with this woman. You want me to take her out? You want me to divorce her? She's the mother of my children. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Uma ata she'ishtecha zona uvanecha bnei zunim ve'ein ata yodeim shachahim im shalachei remain. Kach Yisrael she'in banai b'nei b'chunai b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'yachav. You can't get rid of the children of a prostitute. You can't divorce a prostitute. You don't even know, said God, if they're your children or if the children of somebody else. And you can't send them away. A'achas kama v'kama. My children, kach Yisrael. They are my children. They are the sons of my tested ones. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. One of the four kinyanim, one of the four acquisitions that I acquired in this world. The two Rashis I gave you here. But Tahar, she conceived a son and she gave birth to a son. And God said his name shall be Yisrael. I already told it to you outside. She'asar ani lizroam ulizarosam begola. His name was Yisrael because God said, I'm going to scatter them in exile. So no one's arguing that the people weren't sinners. You understand? We're not saying they're not sinners. The question is, what should our reaction be when God punishes those who are visibly sinning? And keep in mind, we're all lumped into the category of sinners also. So unless you're the Gadol Hador sitting here, and I'm sorry to say this to you, but we're not. So it could be my fault that the missiles are coming. Just like it's the people on Tel Aviv's fault. Maybe they're Tinuk Shenishpa, and I'm not. So maybe it's Taka my fault, and it's not their fault. But the question here is not if Israel is sinning or not, because clearly Israel is sinning. The question is, what is the job of an advocate? The job of the advocate is not get rid of them. What should Hosea have said? Page 2 on the handout. Hayalo Lomar. I'm reviewing. I'm going back to the second paragraph of Maseches Pesachim. Hayalo lomar, banechahim. When God said, you know, your children are sinners, Hosea should have said, wait, they're your children. They're the children of Chanunachim. They're the children of your mercy. They're the children of the patriarchs. You should have compassion upon them. The question is not if Israel was sinning. Israel sinning. The question is, what does God expect from the great ones amongst us? Does he expect us to disparage Israel, to blame Israel, or to defend Israel? Imagine what a Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev would have done. Arba kinyanim, go back to the Rashi, on page 3. What does it mean that they are one of my acquisitions? An acquisition, said Rashi, is a matter that is very important in the eyes of he who acquires it, like a person who is matriach himself to go acquire what is beloved. So God said, they are my acquisition. God goes out of his way to acquire Israel. You want me to write them off? You couldn't even send away the prostitute. You don't even know if they're your children. And you love them so much, you couldn't send them away? She's the most promiscuous, ansanua woman. Everyone trods upon her like a fig. She is sweet like dates. Everyone finishes their intercourse and their desires with her, and you couldn't send her away? And my children, you want me to send them away? Va'ata amarta, continuing the Gemara, ha'avirein bu'uma acheres, Hosea, what kind of defender are you? You tell me to get rid of them and switch them with another people? So again, they are sinners. That's not the Shaila. What should our modus operandi be when we beseech God on behalf of sinners? Keep in mind, we're all sinners. How dare somebody have the audacity from the comforts of the Five Towns and Far Rockaway to blame our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shehakol nehiya b'dvaro. Va'ata amarta ha'avirim b'uma acheres. You tell me to switch these people for another nation? So what does Hosea do? Oive, he's clapping an alchit. Kaven shayada shachata amad levakish rachmim. I'm in the middle of page 3. It's bolded. Amad levakish rachmim alatzmo. Now we feel so bad. Now alchit shachatam fenecha b'lashen hara. Now alchit shachatam fenecha b'sinas chinam. Ark, now I'm so embarrassed b'chil Hashem. He stands up to request rachmim for himself. God says, oh no. You're so worried about yourself. Amar lo kosh baruch the Almighty said, no. Atra ata mevakesh rachamim al atzmecha. Stop it. You're so worried about yourself. You know who I appointed you to be kesh rachamim? Not for yourself. Vakesh rachamim al Yisrael. You know those sinners that you told me to get rid of? You know why I sent you here? You know why you're a Torah Jew? You know what it means to know God? Defend your people. Ask for rachamim. I mentioned this year is going to be posted on YU Torah, and I'm requesting that everybody share it with somebody else. I think it's extremely important year, not because I'm presenting it. I'm not presenting really anything on my own. We're going through the sources, the Navi and the Gemara. I think that as many people as possible need to learn these prakim of Hosea and this Gemara. I don't know why we're not familiar with it. Maybe you are. Maybe you are. And if you are, then we all need a review. God says, you're so worried about yourself? Now you're clapping an achay? Now you know you're in trouble with me? Bakish rachamim al Yisrael. Did you ever meet Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev? I know, fast forward 2,000 years. Shegazarti aleim shosh gezeros ba'avu recha. It's your fault that I brought the gezeros upon them because you slandered them. Because you didn't like them. Because you blamed the people. And I was mavir gezeros. I brought punishment because of you. It's your fault, Hosea. Who wants to get up to Shemayim and find out that rocket number 58 was my fault? Because I wasn't on the kaf stichus, because I didn't have a havas chinam, because I didn't daven for Knesset. So do you want to get up there after 120 and they're going to say rocket 58, which killed a 55-year-old man in Tel Aviv, was your fault? You're so worried about yourself and the Sefer HaChaim? Bikesh rachamim al Yisrael. Oy lanu ki chatanu. Shegazarti aleim shalosh gezeros ba'avu racha. I passed three gezeros and it's because of you. It's not because of them, it's because of you. Had you asked for mercy for the sinners, I wouldn't have passed the gezeros. It's because of you. Amar ubikesh rachamim uvitel gezera. Moshe is contrite. He stands up, he requests mercy. And he was mevato the gezera v'hitchil uvarchan. And now we come to Hoshea Perek Beis. He starts to bless them. V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. This is the opening to Hoshea Perek Beis. We saw it inside. And now Hoshea does teshuvah, and instead of cursing the sinners, he said the number of Israel will be as many as the sea, and it will be in the place that God said, Lo ami, they will become b'nei al-chai, the sons of the living God. The nichbetsu b'nei Yehudu v'nei Yisrael yachlev. We went through this, we already translated it. Uzrati ali ba'aretz v'richamti as lo ruchama. God will have mercy on lo ruchama. And I will say to those who are not my nation, you are my nation. I see there's a little typo on my handout. It has a little Zion before Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This was amazing to me. This final teaching that I'm bringing you is in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I gave a shiur recently on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Thursday night Pirkei Avos shiur of Shavuos. And not be ma'abim, no, before that, not to be ma'abim p'nei chaver barabim in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who teaches us it's better to be thrown into the fiery furnace than embarrass your friend in public. So he was clearly very sensitive to the feelings of other Jews. It was a few weeks ago, Thursday night, Pirkei Avos. Let's look at the last piece of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ma'i dichtiv. What does the pasuk say? The Gemara is now going to try and understand the comparison between two psukim from Mishlei. If you look on your footnote, I gave you the source for where the psukim are. Ma'i dichtiv. What do the two psukim mean? Al talshein from the word lashon. Lashon. Al talshein of eved al adonav. Do not slander a servant to his master. Pan yikala lecha ba'ashamta. Lest you be cursed, lest he curse you, and you will be guilty. One pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed, pasuk, you can see it on your footnote, says, do not slander a servant to his master, lest you will be cursed, and you will be guilty. And the very next pasuk in Mishlei says, Dar aviv yikalal, it's a nation that curses his father, the et imo lo yivarech, his mother he does not bless. So the Gemara is saying, what are these two pasukim in Mishlei doing next to each other? One pasuk says, don't slander the servant to his master, lest you will be cursed, lest you will be guilty. And the pasuk right after that says, a generation that curses its father and does not bless his mother. So what's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's teaching? Mishum da'aviv yekala v'et imo lo yivarech al tashin. What do these two psukim have to do with each other? Because he curses his father, does not bless his mother, you shouldn't slander him? What are we talking about? Ella, I bolded the final line of the Gemara for you. Afilu dar sha'aviv yekala v'et imo lo yivarech. Even a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother, meaning God, the Shechina, al talshein eved el adonav, do not slander that nation to God. Even a nation that curses its father, even a generation that sits on the beach on Shabbat, even a generation where they go with tattoos, even a generation where they have a pride parade, even a generation where they eat on Yom Kippur, even a generation where it's not always kosher. They curse their father, they don't bless their mother. Instead of making kiddush on Shabbat, they're playing volleyball on Shabbat. Al talshein eved al adonav. Don't speak lashon hara about them. Minalan, from where do you learn this? May Hoshea. From Hoshea. The final source on the handout is a recap of the last two psukim from the Haftorah. No wonder this is the Haftorah of Matan Torah, the Shabbos before Shavuos. We have to remember Hashem always loves us. No matter how far you strayed, you can always come back and accept the Torah again. God doesn't want slanderers of the people. He wants defenders of the people. The last two psukim of the Haftorah, the last two psukim on your handout. Ve'irastich li la'olam. I will never despise my people. No matter how far they have sinned, whether it's to the Baal or it's to the beach. Ve'irastich li la'olam. Ve'irastich li b'tzedek of a mishpat, of a chesed, of a rachamim. God loves us so much. He gets engaged to us again every year, every day, with righteousness, with justice, with kindness, with mercy. Ve'irastich li ba'amuna. Ve'yadata es Hashem. Ve'yadata es Hashem. Those are the final two psukim of the Haftorah. So this is what I wrote as my concluding paragraph. And I'm going to reiterate. Please share this shir with at least one other person and urge them to listen. Not because I'm giving this. I don't usually ask you to do that. Even though I like all my shir, I wouldn't be teaching them. I just think this is fundamentally important, and as many people as possible, mamash need to hear this shir. Please listen to my last paragraph, and then we'll dismiss. The next time you lay your tefillin and recite the passionate verses of love between God and his people, as demonstrated in your laying of the tefillin, remember not only the verses you recite, but the context of the verses that you have just recited. Remember the prophet Hosea, who prophesied these psukim. Remember there is only one true judge. There's one Dayan Emes, and it's no mortal human being. Remember we do not know the cheshbonos of the Ribono Shel Olam. We do not know why he does what he does. Remember we don't know if it's their Chilul Shabbat or my Lashon Hara that's responsible for the rocket from Gaza. Remember our job is only one thing, Ahavas Chinam. Remember what God thinks of his sinful nation. And remember God's everlasting love for even the sinners. Remember how the Ribon Shel Olam views those who slander his people, even when the people are sinners. Remember how God views those who do not defend Am Yisrael in their time of need. Hashem Yerachem Aleinu. Thank you very much for your time. I wish everybody a day besoros tovos and a wonderful Shabbos. This year is going on Mayu Tova shortly. Thank you very much, and thank you to my husband for joining.